Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for, especially we're asking through the intercession of Blessed Pauline Jericho for the healing of Father Iman, a young Palestinian Franciscan priest who suffered a traumatic brain injury in an accident in Jerusalem. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. So we're preparing for Divine Mercy Sunday, but what's the big deal about Divine Mercy? Now, Jesus gave St. Faustina the mission to tell the world about the infinite mercy of God and to establish Divine Mercy Sunday, the day when the ocean of mercy is available to everyone. But why does Jesus make such a big deal about his mercy? I mean, everyone knows God is merciful. What's the problem out there? Is the problem that people think their sins are too big to be forgiven? Does everybody go around saying that they have sins which are so bad they don't think they can ever be forgiven? Hardly. The world isn't spending all its time racked with guilt over its sin and fearing hell. I mean, if you tell people, hey, God is so merciful, he'll forgive even you, they'll say, yeah, I'm sure he will. I mean, I know he's a loving God, but I'm actually not that bad of a person anyway, and I'm not too concerned. We're not worried that God won't be merciful. We are afraid he will, and that it will hurt. And so we would rather avoid it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. When my kids were little and would get splinters in their hands or feet, what should I have done to be merciful to them? I should take out the splinters, right? That would be the merciful thing to do. But did my children want my mercy? Did they come to me saying, "Merciful Father, in your great kindness, please take out our splinters"? No, they did not. In fact, they ran the other direction. They ran so fast, you'd think I took splinters out with a chainsaw. Why? Did they like their splinters? No, of course not. But it hurts to take the splinters out. The process is painful. Now imagine someone whose entire body is covered with splinters. Big ones, small ones, all over. Like a human porcupine. That's what our souls look like, covered in vices. And we can't do anything. We can't even move without feeling those vices, those splinters. And we know they shouldn't be there. And deep down, we also know they make us miserable. But we hide from God because we know if we go to Him, He'll want to take all the splinters out. And that is precisely what we're afraid of. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Instead of going to God our Father, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation, and begging for mercy, asking him to remove our sins and vices, our splinters, instead, we hide from him and we think to ourselves, I've been living with these for so long, I'm kind of used to them anyway. Besides, God, you'll never be able to get them all out of me. And if you did, well, I couldn't stand it. It would be too painful. But why would it be so painful to remove our vices? Because they're embedded, like splinters. Our vices are so embedded. They've gotten so far under our skin, so deep, that they seem part of us now. And if they are removed, we would feel like part of us was dying, that we were dying. So we don't want his mercy. We don't want those vices removed. See, we've been relying on our pride and self-reliance and our ability to control things, and our vain ambition has made us successful, which gives us an identity and self-worth. And with our envy, we were able to keep the competition down. And we have all these ways to cope with things that overwhelm us, and with the pain and the boredom and the loneliness, ways to cope by our greed, our gluttony, our lust, our entertainment. Well, if these were removed, then how would I live? And who would I be? So as soon as the mercy of God tries to take out a splinter, we scream, stop! You're killing me. And all the while we can hear the Father's voice saying, trust me, you'll feel better without these splinters. But we don't trust the mercy of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. So, if you're sick and tired of being a human porcupine, of walking around with all of these splinters, all of these vices, and you're ready to have them removed, what should our resolution be? Take a little bit of time. Get a pen and paper and sit down by yourself and ask God, Lord, Holy Spirit, convict me of my sin. Show me my splinters. And then write down your examination of conscience. And then go to confession. Anytime now before Divine Mercy Sunday or on Sunday, and you have up to 20 days after. Because in the sacrament of reconciliation, the merciful Father begins to remove your splinters. But they won't all come out, meaning those deeply embedded vices, with one confession. It's a process. So go at least once a month. And every time you go, I guarantee the splinters will come out, you'll start to feel better, and you will be free. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. This is day 6 of the Novena to Divine Mercy, where Jesus says to us, today bring to me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children and immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who would keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble soul is able to receive my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart all meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. These souls send all heaven into ecstasy, and they are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are a sweet-smelling bouquet before the throne of God. God Himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have a permanent abode in your most compassionate heart, O Jesus, and they unceasingly sing out a hymn of love and mercy. A truly gentle and humble soul, already here on earth, the air of paradise breathes, and in the fragrance of her humble heart, the Creator Himself delights. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon meek and humble souls, and upon the souls of little children who are enfolded in the abode which is the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls bear the closest resemblance to your Son. Their fragrance rises from the earth and reaches your very throne. Father of mercy and of all goodness, I beg you, by the love you bear these souls and by the delight you take in them, bless the whole world, that all souls together may sing out the praises of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, everyone. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Northern Iowa, or Nebraska, come and pray the rosary with Teresa and I in Watertown, South Dakota, Wednesday, May 7th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we'll stick around as long as you're there for friendship and good conversation. You can find all the information at schooloffaith.com. Just click on events. So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
I actually had a really funny experience before confession recently.
Yeah?
I was doing my examination of conscience and I was sitting in the pews and I was making a list and I go, no, I'll confess that one later. And I was, luckily it just struck me how silly that was that I was like, oh, I don't want to talk about that today. I'll confess that another time. And I was like, do you think you're going to come up with good confessions? You think you're gonna, oh, I was, Father, I was just so generous. It was bad. You're not gonna come up with impressive good things to confess, but I really do run away with my splinters. I never want to. It's so much better afterwards, though. I feel like everyone I talk to agrees that you just feel lighter.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change. That is how we respond to it, that it's going to be uncomfortable. We do those things because we find those things comfortable in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we're really serious about our happiness. I mean, that's what we're talking about. If we're really serious about our happiness, then we'll enter into a process that is painful because we have these sinful habits because at some level we either find them pleasurable or we like them or we've built our identity or in some ways, our ability to cope or our safety or our security on these things.
Yeah.
And once they start to get ripped out, then we're going to feel like what is most precious to us is being ripped away.
It just seems funny to me because I feel like, isn't that just the process for gaining anything in this world? In the sense of, if you want to learn guitar, your fingers are going to hurt. If you want to learn a new language, you're going to feel really dumb. You're going to immediately realize how little you know and how bad things are, and you're immediately going to want to turn around. But every good thing, like working out, getting into shape, is harder than staying in shape.
Yeah, but getting into shape is, what are we trying to say? That you don't have to let go of something that you've built your identity and happiness upon.
You're saying it's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize there are three major disordered attachments that I have, that I have built my identity and happiness upon. And we can skirt around those issues and confess sins around them. But when it really gets down to plucking out, and these aren't splinters, these are like pine trees.
Yeah.
When it gets to the point of ripping out those pine trees in my soul, it feels like the whole soul is going with it.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
And on top of that, when we're really serious about confessing them, they're quite flat out embarrassing. To us. But not to the priest.
Yeah.
I actually think priests would rather have somebody come with really meaty, juicy sins. Because then at least they feel like they're doing some good.
Well, that's certainly a way to look at it. It's another thing I like to remind myself, that it's not like they're sitting in there hearing all of the best things about everyone else.
No, we should walk in and say, Father, I want you to feel really good about your ministry.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you something really ugly.
Here's a real big fish.
Yeah. I got some really ugly stuff.
Here's a big catch today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But why do you think we hide from the mercy of God? We flee from it in the sacrament of... Because really what we're talking about is the sacrament of reconciliation.
I think a really great description of it... I'm in a book club right now reading Brideshead Revisited. And there's a line... And I think it's a quote from something else, but they say... there's a small prayer, Lord, make me holy, but not yet. I think I get the impression that I can't be the things I want to be and do the things I want to do. Because we get the idea that it's dull or it's painful to be holy. And I think it's the wrong impression. I mean, in a small sense, I remember giving up cursing seemed really strange to me because I think of myself as a very edgy person. I think of myself as a very dark and morbid person. And I thought, I'm going to lose my street cred. If everyone thinks I'm some soft, careful, that I'm too afraid to curse, but it's not that I'm too afraid. You have to have this different kind of hope that the thing beyond the vice is even better. And it's a better version of you. You have to have a real hope that that's going to completely surmount it, and your real identity is actually going to be uncovered.
You're exactly right. I'm convinced this is it, that we've so attached our identity and happiness to our deepest vices that's why we don't want to let them go.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, you can't confess that big sin later. You can't say, make me holy, but not yet. Because if you don't want it now, you're not going to want it then.
No, you'll want it even less. And the greatest antidote and the greatest way to receive his mercy is just regular confession. And I say regular, I mean habitual, because then you just, you're kind of, by the habit, you're just forced to keep going and get them out. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.